ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به وأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. It has been authentically reported on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه. In the hadith that has been collected by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim. And we've said many times that whenever the Muslim hears that a hadith has been collected by al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, there is no doubt as to the authenticity of that hadith. Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه said in this hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, once upon a time in the people, from the people who went before this Ummah, there was a man who killed 99 people unjustly, murdered. And after killing these 99 people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote in his heart the desire to make tawbah or repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the man wanted to make repentance to Allah, he asked the people, who is the most knowledgeable one from amongst us? So they guided him to a rahib, to a man who had a lot of ibadah, a lot of worship. When he went to this man who worshipped Allah extensively, he said to him, verily, I have killed 99 people. And I've come to you to ask you, can I make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Upon hearing that, the man said to him, you killed 99 people? And you come to me to ask, do you have tawbah? Can you make tawbah? Wallahi la tawbah talaka. I swear by Allah, you can't make tawbah. So the man said, Wallahi la usamma bika mi'a. So I swear by Allah, I'm going to make you the 100th person. So we killed him. He went to the people, he said, lead me to the most knowledgeable one from amongst us. So they led him to an alim, to a man who had knowledge of the religion. He came to this man, he said, verily, I've took 100 people. And I've come to you to see whether or not I can make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The alim, the scholar, the one who knew the religion, he said, وَمَاذَا يُحِلُّ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ التَّوْبَةِ نعم لك التوبة، ولكن عليك أن تخرج من هذه الأرض الفاسدة وتلحق في أرض كذا وكذا، فإن فيها أناس يعبدون الله، فالحق فيهم وعبدوا الله معهم. He says, what is there that will become, that will come between you and making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is there that will prevent you from making tawbah to Allah? Yes, you can make tawbah. But what you have to do is you have to leave this terrible place where you're at now. And you have to go to land to such and such a place. Because barely in that place you will find a group of people who are worshipping Allah. You go there and worship Allah with them. The Prophet said that this man proceeded to take the advice of this alim, of this scholar. And he went to make hijrah to this place. And when he landed halfway in the street, halfway from where he was going, and halfway from where he was coming from, death overtook him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the angels of mercy and the angels of punishment. and they argue between themselves because the angels do not know the unseen.
Unless that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them information about.
So the angels of punishment said, verily we have more right to take his soul, to take him, to make him a recipient of the hellfire. We have more right. He never did an iota of good, and not only that, but he killed 100 people unjustly. Muslims. As for the angels of mercy, they say, yes, that's true. But he left that. And he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. So Allah ta'ala sent amongst them an angel in the form of a man to judge between them. So this angel who came down as a judge between them, he said, what you do is judge the distance from where he fell dead to where he was going. And judge the distance from where he fell to where he came from. Whichever distance you find shorter, you go to that side. When they measured the distance, they found that he was closer to the land where he was supposed to go to worship Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him in Jannah. This hadith is an appropriate hadith on this day, Yawm Arafah. The days that the Muslims are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at Arafah, asking Allah ta'ala for his forgiveness. The significance of Tawbah Ikhwan, we can't give enough speeches, enough lectures to show the significance of making Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look to the brother who is in front of you, who is behind you, who is on the side of you, who you know, who you don't know, know for sure that he's an individual who makes mistakes, who makes sins. Sins that need to be forgiven. He needs to make tawbah. And the proof of that is the Prophet said, كُلُّ بِنُ آدَمْ خَطَّعُونَ وَخَيْرُ خَطَّعِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. All of the sons of Adam, all of them, make mistakes, make sins. And the best of those who make sins are the ones who make tawbah. The ones who realize that they have a Lord who is Al-Wadud. And Al-Wadud is one who loves Allah. Allah Ta'ala loves the Muslims a lot. Even though he doesn't need anything from them, he loves them a lot. One of his names is Al-Wadud. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us in the authentic hadith, خَلَقَ اللَّهُ رَحْمَةٍ مِئَةٍ جُزْءًا فَأَنْزَلَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ جُزًا وَاحِدًا فَتَرَاحَمُ مِنْهُ الْخَلَائِقُ كُلُّهُمْ حتى أن الدابة الأجماء يعني التي لا تعقل لترفع حافرها عن وليدها خشية من تصيبه. Prophet ﷺ said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created rahmah, mercy, the creation of Allah. He has created mercy, and he has made it 100 parts. And he has taken one part of this 100, and he sent it to the earth. One part, he sent it to the earth. He said, in this piece of mercy that has been sent to the earth, this is the mercy that you see the people using between themselves, to the point that the animal raises up his foot so as not to land on his child. So that the mother who has a child does not abandon her child. The mother will put herself in danger to protect her child. This is the one part of mercy. But there are 99 other parts of mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps with himself only to be given to the believers yawm al-qiyamah. This mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wasi'ah, distinctive, very wide. And there is not a sin that the sons of Adam can do except that Allah ta'ala will forgive that sin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in another authentic hadith, إن الله تعالى يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيح النهار ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها. He said, verily Allah Ta'ala extends his hands to his servants in the night time to forgive those who make sins during the day, and he extends his hands during the day to make tawbah, the people who make sins during the night to make tawbah, except if the sun rises from the west. We know that there's a door that Allah has created when He created the heavens and the earth. He created this door in the west. And this door will remain open, the door of Tawbah. It will remain open as long as the sun doesn't come from the west. One of the major signs of Yawm al-Qiyamah is that the sun will rise in the west and will set in the east. At this time, nobody's Tawbah will be accepted. This Kafir woman, Jackie Onassis, Kennedy, no Tawbah for her. She died on other than al-Islam, no matter how many times they put on the TV. No Tawbah for her. The door that Allah Ta'ala has created in the west is open. It's time for us to take advantage of it before the time comes when we find ourselves like this woman, dead without an opportunity to make tawbah for the many sins that we've created. In this audience, in this masjid, there are those who smoke cigarettes. There are those who may drink. There are those of us who may even be making zina and adultery. Those of us who are involved in riba, lying, cheating. Tawbah. The door of Tawbah is open. We know from this hadith, in our religion, Ikhwan, the issue of murder is the issue that al-Islam has addressed. It's not an issue that has been left unclear. When we look at the Quran and we look at the Sunnah, we realize that the sin of murder is one of the greatest sins that the individual can make. It's one of the major sins. But in spite of that, Allah Ta'ala forgave this man. The Prophet said in the authentic hadith, لا يزال المؤمن في فسحة من دينه ما لم يفسد دم حرام. The believing man, the believing person, he will not cease to have an opportunity to be successful, to go to Jannah. He will not cease to have this opportunity as long as he does not spill some blood that was haram to be spilled. You know that the greatest sin that the individual can commit is shirk. But murder is a tremendous sin. The mu'min, the Muslim, he will not cease to have the opportunity to be successful as long as he stays away from killing someone. And we know in Islam that a major sin is that type of sin in which we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that Allah's curse is on the individual. That Allah is angry with the individual. That Allah has prepared for that individual grievous punishment. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is a major sin. Nowhere in the Quran will you read a sin that Allah tells us about these five characteristics other than mercy. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمَّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. Five characteristics of this one sin. And whoever kills a believer unjustly, his reward will be the hellfire. He will remain there forever. And Allah will be angry with him, and the curse of Allah is upon him, and he has prepared for him that grievous punishment. But in spite of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave this man. He killed 100 people, not one person. Whatever the sin that we may be doing, I don't think it has reached 100 people who are Muslim. So therefore, Ikhwan, the door of Tawbah is open. But he who wants to make Tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the door of Tawbah is open. When we look at this hadith, we know that the people that Allah's Messenger is talking about here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the Bani Israel. And the proof of that is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the killer, the murderer, he asked for the most knowledgeable person on the face of the earth. They sent him to a rahib, to a monk. And this rahbaniyah, or this rahib, was something that the Jews, that the Christians came up with. Allah Ta'ala said to us in the Quran, رَحْبَانِيَةٍ اَبْتَدْعُوهَا مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. This monkship, this idea of a monk in a religion, is a bid'ah that they made. We did not write this upon them. We did not give this to them in the Sharia. It's important that we realize this point, because naturally we have to ask the question, what kind of society allow a man to go around and say he killed 100 people. What kind of society? What kind of thinking was that? These people had the book, and they had the Sunnah of Musa, and the Sunnah of Isa. Alayhim as-salatu was-salam wa ala nabiyyina as-salatu was-salam. What kind of community was that? It was the kind of community that said as-salam as the book. You're quiet, you'll be okay. And for that reason, Dawud and Isa cursed Bani Israel. Allah Ta'ala says, لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهَوْنَ عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ فَفَعَلُوهُ فَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. The disbelievers from amongst Bani Israel were cursed on the tongue of Dawood and Isa ibn Maryam. That's because of the evil that they used to do, and because they used to transgress the limit. They used to not prevent one another from doing evil, but they used to do evil. What a terrible thing. You know in the authentic hadith that Bani Israel, what used to happen if a man saw another man doing evil, he would say to him, Astaghfirullah, watruk ma antafi. Say, Allah, leave alone that which you're doing. The next day he'll say to him, Astaghfirullah, say Allah. Until finally he found the man who was telling him to fear Allah, joining him in his evil. I say that, Ikhwan, because the Prophet has told us that we're going to follow the sunnahs of the people who went before us, a handspan by a handspan and an armspan by an armspan. Until if those people went into a lizard's hole, we will fall into a lizard's hole. We will go into it as well. And this is what has happened to our community. There are those of us who know of situations where the Muslim is doing all kinds of haram. We know it as a community. We know it as individuals. We know it as a group, as groups. But we allow it. The Prophet ﷺ says, من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فليغيره بلسانه فإن لم يستطع فليغيره بقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان. If any of you see something that is evil taking place, then let him prevent it with his hand. And if he can't prevent it with his hand, then let him prevent it with his tongue. And if he can't prevent it with his tongue, then let him prevent it with his heart. And that is the weakest of faith. Some of us, we do not allow ourselves to tell the brother, riba is haram, ahi. What you're doing with that man's wife, with that woman, is haram. And you know about it. Our relationship with these women, the least that we can say about it is that Allahu Musta'an. What kind of understanding do we have as men, as a community? Where we find brothers standing in front of the masjid watching the sisters go back and forth. Sisters dressing just for this day to come and show their wares to us. What kind of community is that? Where is the help of Allah for a community? Who, a man talks to another man's wife? Has sex with another man's wife? Wants another man's wife? What kind of community is that? Where is the help of Allah? Where is the help of Allah? We're fooling ourselves. We're fooling ourselves. The help of Allah has conditions attached to it. Has conditions. And some of those conditions that we have to follow the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to obey the Quran and the Sunnah. Without this, we can expect to stay in the condition that we're in now. We can expect to stay the way you see yourself now. We can expect that. And we're just an extension of the Ummah. The Ummah, no power whatsoever. Why? The understanding of Islam. Is the understanding of Islam to the Ummah that we have today, is it like what Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and Abdul Rahman ibn Auf and the rest of the Sahabas had? No, of course not. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala blessed them, and He's not blessing us. Therefore, they were given supremacy in the earth. Allah Ta'ala tells the Muslim man, leave your beard because it's haram to cut your beard, to shave your beard. But we can't even leave our beard. A man might say, oh, this is just a small issue, Aki. Yes, it's a small issue. A small issue, a strand of hair that you can't allow to grow off your face. You can't leave it alone. And you expect that we're going to take over America, take over what? Doesn't make sense. Small sacrifice. A small sacrifice. The Bab of Toba is open. This is a day that many of you are fasting, inshallah ta'ala. And it's Yawm al-Jum'ah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that in Yawm al-Jum'ah, there is an hour in this day that whoever makes dua in this hour, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears his prayer, Allah will bless him and forgive him and accept his prayer, accept his dua. We need to renew our contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to take time out to reflect what we've put forth and realize where we're going. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ونصر الله سبحانه وتعالى استداد التوفيق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، له الحمد وله الملك، هو الحق ويقول الحق، ولا نشرك به شيئا، وأصلي وأسلم على نبينا محمد الذي بعث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تمسك بسنته بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Another very important point that we get from this hadith is that this man who murdered these people, he asked the people to guide him to the most knowledgeable person in the religion. When he was guided to the rahib, to the monk gave a fatwa or Islamic ruling that was against, it was wrong. And as a result, he got his recompense. He was murdered. When you talk about Allah Ta'ala's religion without knowledge, know for a surety, this is one of the greatest sins that the individual commits, to lie upon Allah Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ أَفْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. And who is more unjust, who does more wrong than the one who lies upon Allah Ta'ala. And lying on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like lying on Allah Ta'ala. To say the Prophet did or said something that he didn't do or say, it's also a major, major sin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ كَذِبَ عَلَيَّ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَلْيَتَبَوَّى مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Whoever lies on me intentionally, then let him prepare himself a seat in the hellfire. He said, lying on me, it's not like lying on anyone else. So those who know, they are the ones that we should be asking about the affairs in our religion. The Prophet ﷺ said in the authentic hadith, فَضْلُ الْعَالَمْ عَلَى الْعَابِدْ فَفَضْلُ الْقَمَرْ لَيْلَةُ الْبَدْرْ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَوَاكِبْ. The superiority of the one who knows about the religion, the virtues, the superiority of the alim, the one who has knowledge about the religion, over the one who doesn't have knowledge about the religion, the one who worships only, is like the superiority of the moon and the full night over the rest of the stars. When we look at the moon, we see that the moon, it gives off light. You can see the other stars. They have some good to it. You can see the other stars. The Arabic, he has some good to him. But he's not like the alim. لا يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون. Those who know, they're not like those who don't know. So therefore, when we have questions in the religion, when we want to talk about the religion, let us be careful about lying on Allah Ta'ala. speaking about his religion with that which we don't know. This is haram and this is halal. And the brother doesn't even know how to read Surah Al-Fatiha. Leading the servants of Allah astray. Haram, halal. When it comes to his car, he takes the time out to give his car to the best mechanic. Plumbing in his home, he takes the time out to hire someone who's going to do the job. But when it comes to Allah's religion, no, it's cheap. Say what you want to say. Do what you want to do. Another very important point, and we'll end with this point, inshallah ta'ala, is this fatwa that this man gave. He told the man, wallahi, you won't have no tawbah. You can't make tawbah. Swore by Allah ta'ala that there was no tawbah for this man. There were two brothers, as the Prophet has informed us in the authentic hadith. One of the brothers said to the other one, why don't you stop doing the evil that you're doing? For I swear by Allah, verily Allah will never forgive you. One was righteous, and the other one was drinking, getting high, acting crazy, acting foolish. When he said that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah ta'ala said, مَنْ دَلَّذِي يَتَعَلَّ عَلَيَّ قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ وَأَحْبَثْتُ أَمَلَهُ. Who is the one, Allah said, who is the one who has the audacity to say, verily Allah will never forgive you. Verily I have forgiven him for his sins, and I've caused your sins, your deeds, to disappear, to vanish. We do not have the ability to put anyone into Jannah or into paradise or into the hellfire. We don't have that ability. There's an ayah in the Quran that the Prophet ﷺ was reading. The ayah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَ لَهُمْ مِنَ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. Those people who give or who do those things that they are doing and their hearts are fearful, for verily to their Lord they return. Those people who do the things that they do and their hearts are fearful, because verily they know they're returning to Allah. Our mother Aisha bint Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, when she heard this ayah, she said, O Messenger of Allah, the people that this ayah is talking about, is it those who made zina, those who drunk, who drank whiskey and liquor, did drugs? Is it the people who stole, who made these sins? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no. But this ayah is talking about الَّذِينَ يُصَلُّونَ وَيُزَكُّونَ وَيُصُمُونَ وَيُحِجُّونَ. So no, they're not those people who did wrong. They're the people who prayed, the people who gave zakat, and the people who fast and they hide. The people who do what they do, and they don't know whether it's going to be accepted or not. Here we are doing things and we don't know if Allah Ta'ala is going to accept it. When Sa'd ibn Mu'adh died, his mother came to him and said, هَنِيئًا لَكَ يَا سَعْد فَإِنَّ لَكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Oh Sa'd, be happy, for verily you're going to paradise. The Messenger of Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ يَا أُمُّ سَعْد أَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. mother of God. How do you know God is going to Jannah? I'm Rasulullah and I swear by Allah, I do not know what's going to happen to me. We do not have the ability to put anyone in Jannah or to take anyone out of Jannah except when Allah tells us so-and-so is in hellfire, so-and-so is in Jannah. Fir'aun is in the hellfire, la'natullah alayhi. And that brings us to another important point. You hear a lot of people say so-and-so is a shaheed. You can't hear some people's names except attached to his name is shaheed, Hasan al-Banna. He's shaheed, he died, fi sabilillah. Shaheed goes to Jannah automatic. So-and-so is blessed. It's not for you, it's not for me to make this statement. This man was sent to an environment that was conducive to him to serve his Lord. We're in a situation now where all around us we see that which is haram. The women are calling us to the hellfire, and shaitan, subhanAllah, everywhere you look, we see what is haram. And many of us are on the verge of falling in the pit of the hell. Many of us. They have this virus out here that doesn't seem to be enough for the Muslim man to keep himself to himself. For those of you who Allah Ta'ala has been blessed, who has blessed him to have children, it's the right of your child upon your akhi to give them an environment by which they can worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala correctly. You have to be careful about the type of tools you're putting in your homes for these children. Destroying our homes with our own hands, with this video, this television, and this music. We don't have enough of a backbone to say to our women and our children, it's haram, you can't have it in our house. No, what we do is we give it to them. And then we find it strange when they go astray. We find it strange when they put buckwheat braids in their hair. We find it strange. And then we complain. Wallahi, I see that society is difficult. Yes, society is difficult, but we're making it even more so difficult. On this day, Allah Ta'ala looks at the angels, and he says to the angels, do you not see those people down there at Arafah asking me for my forgiveness? The Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there is not a day where Allah frees more of his servants from the hellfire like this day. When Allah put Adam before the Malaika, they said, are you going to place one in the earth who's going to shed blood and make mischief while we praise and worship you? Allah Ta'ala said, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ. Verily, I know what you know not. I know that on this day, there will be those from amongst them who will fast. I know that on this day, there will be those from amongst them who will spend their money to go to Mecca to worship me. And this is why the children of Adam have superiority over the angels. They have a free will by which to worship Allah Ta'ala. Do not let any of you allow this day to pass him by except that he renewed his contract with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Time is running out. Time is running out. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said during his time, وَيْلُ لِلْعَرَبْ مِنْ شَرٍ قَدَقْتَرَبْ فُتِهَ الْيَوْمُ رَضْمِ يَعْجُوجُ وَمَعْجُوجُ كَحَقَدَ. He said, woe unto the Arabs, meaning the Muslims. Woe unto the Arabs from the evil that has become very close to them. Today, the door of the gate that is preventing Ya'juj and Ya'juj, Magog and Gog from escaping, has been opened this much. And he was afraid. Our mother, Zainab bint Jahsh, she asked the question, Ya Rasulullah, أَنُّهْلِكُ وَفِينَا الصَّالِحُونَ. O Messenger of Allah, will we be destroyed? And they will be from amongst us righteous people? He said, Naam, إِذَا كَفُرَ الْخَبَثُ. Yes, if the bad, if the evil increases, you will be destroyed even though you have righteous people amongst you. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. Put your hands down, brothers. This is not from the Sunnah to raise your hands while the Imam is making dua at this time. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة كما آتيت الذين من قبلنا حسنة ونسألك الله الذي لا يسأل إلا وهو يعطي أن تعطينا الخير في هذه الدنيا وفي الآخرة. اللهم إننا نسألك أن تعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم إننا نسألك أن تعذب هؤلاء الكافرين الذين ظلمونا وما زالوا يظلموننا وإخواننا في كل مكان. اللهم أنت الله الذي لا إله إلا أنت نعبدك ولا نشرك بك شيء. ونسألك يا اللهم أن تجعلنا من الذين يستمعون إلى القول ويطبقونه ويجعلونه نورا لهم يقتدون بها. اللهم أنت الله الذي لا إله إلا أنت. صلي وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.